Before setting up this advisory group, Attorney General Mike DeWine staged 8 forums across Ohio to hear what the public thinks about the foster care system. He says the forums often attracted foster kids themselves and foster parents.
You know, we had one foster mother who stood up and she said, I've cared for 15 foster kids. I loved them all. And she'd talk about, you know, I had this child from the time it was 6 days old. I raised it. I was the only mom that this child knew until it was 4. And then all of a sudden, somebody thought the crack-addicted mom was fixed and was okay, and so they jerked the kid out of my house. I wanted to adopt the kid.
When he was in Congress more than a decade ago, DeWine successfully pushed for a rewrite of federal law. The new version says, after parents abuse or neglect their kids, no longer should the goal of child welfare officials be to reunite the children with their original families. Instead, the first goal is to make sure the kids are safe and secure. And if that means foster care and eventual adoption, so be it. Despite that clear change in the law's thrust, DeWine says there are still too many cases where reuniting the family seems to be the top priority.
And quite frankly, I just think at some point we need to say to the crack-addicted mom or to the father who can't control his anger, hey, we'll pray for you. We hope you get your act together. We'll try to help you. But this little kid's got to grow up. And this kid can't wait for you to get your act together.
DeWine hopes that a 30-member advisory panel will make recommendations in about 90 days about how to deal with that dilemma and many more faced by foster kids, being bounced back and forth among several foster homes, feeling as if the system doesn't listen to what they want, being stigmatized just because they are foster kids. Crystal Allen is on the panel. She represents child welfare agencies in all 88 counties. She agrees with the thrust of the Attorney General's critique, but she adds Ohio's abuse and neglect rate is relatively low these days.
Of all the child fatalities each year, under 2% have to do with child abuse and neglect. Now that's still a serious tragedy, and 2% is too much.
You might call Robert Dante Sledge a foster child success story. Now he's a student at Columbus State Community College, and he's got his own apartment. Sledge will be an advisor to this advisory panel. He says there are too many restrictions on foster kids that hamper their independence.
Say, for instance, I'm in foster care, and say, for instance, you know, I may be friends with your son or whatever the case may be. And so I mentioned to my foster parents, like, hey, I want to spend a night at Tom's house or whatever. And they'll be like, well, you know the process. And the process is, so you got to get fingerprinted and a background check.
Sledge says each foster kid needs a personal mentor.
You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be financial. You know, it could be advice on, you know, things you're going through, advice on school, relationships, anything. Because a lot of times, you know, the only relationships we've seen were dysfunctional sometimes.
Now it'll be up to the advisory group to make recommendations on how to accomplish that and many other goals that advocates, lawyers, legislators, and others on the panel want to address. Again, Attorney General DeWine.
People with, I think, very diverse backgrounds and maybe different attitudes, but they all share one attitude, and that is they care about kids.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.